context.
This is all haram.
No, this is haram, bro. This is haram.
Wait, are you Muslim?
I'm Muslim, yeah.
He is.
Okay.
He is, but I'm not.
Do you want the context to that story? Yeah. That made no sense. You just said you choked a...
I would have to say, if I was to find God, it would have to be via Islam.
I think it's the last religion on the planet.
You think it's the right religion?
I think it's the last religion. So if it's the last true religion on the planet, then it has to be the correct one. If you want to look at countries, I'd love to actually do this study. Maybe you know better than me. But if you were to look at countries in terms of police expenditure to crime, I would guarantee that the Islamic countries, the ones we just talked about, the first world ones, are some of the safest countries on earth per capita for the amount of money they spend trying to police crime. Whereas in other countries, we're just spending unlimited money trying to stop crime we can't stop. Women don't respect men anymore. Men don't really want the women besides for a one-night stand. No one's having children. No one's having families. No one's satisfied or fulfilled, which is why they want to take drugs and do stupid things and degenerate themselves. And everything spirals into the other, right? Humans need higher purpose. And this is the thing. I'll be completely honest with you, my friend. I was an atheist for a long time. I really was. I was an atheist for a long time. And I didn't truly really believe in God until about maybe 7-8 years ago. I thought I was a smart ass and thought I was, you know, atheist, blah, blah, blah. And then God started showing himself to me in many ways, whichever religion he's from. But then I realized that people need something to believe in. All these people who are atheist, they believe in climate change and abortion law and COVID more than anybody else. They have their beliefs. They have their religions, liberalism. And their religion is a religion of absolute degeneracy. You know, like, look at the things they purport. Look at how hard they tried to convince the world that it's a good idea that we eat the bugs and climate change and that people change gender and all this other garbage. So everyone needs something higher to believe in. And I think that these, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, Islam is not even as old as Christianity, right? It's not even that old, is it?
Well, it goes a little deeper if I can just take a second and kind of run it down to you. See, what we believe is that you have the first man, Adam, and he was told to submit his will to the Creator alone, without associates, not to worship a stick, a stone, a bone, or anything in creation. So we believe that Islam started with the first man, Adam. Then that concept of submission to the will of one and only one God, not worshiping your desires, not worshiping a human being, anything in creation, was the same way of life that was preached and taught with every messenger that God Almighty sent. And from Abraham, Noah, Moses, you name it, all many of the biblical prophets, they all call their people to worship one and only one God and to submit their will. Like the Lord's Prayer. You hear the Lord's Prayer. O our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. We say this is Islam. So just like at that time, if Abraham was asked if he ever heard this term human, he was a human, but he never heard that term human. But now if he was a human, he was. Same thing. There's a verse in the Quran where God Almighty is saying Abraham, he wasn't a Jew or a Christian, but he was one who submitted his will to God Almighty. That's what a Muslim is, because people get, that's why these defining these terms is so important, because you know, you think Muslim, you think an Arab in a desert, you'll think Islam, it's like some religion, just it's a new religion that started with Muhammad. No, we say it started with the first man, Adam. It continued with Moses, Abraham, Jesus, peace be upon him. They all called people to Islam to submit your will to the will of God. And they were all Muslims. They were all ones who submitted their will to one and only one God. You know, it's very simple to understand, very, very, you know. And then when you mention God, it goes with the innate nature. There's a beautiful verse in the Quran where it's 112 chapter where it says قل هو الله أحد.
قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد.
Say he is God, the one and only, the unique, the eternal. He begets not, nor is he begotten, meaning that he's not born of anyone, nor does he die. He doesn't have children, a DNA, a zip code, an area code, no. And there's nothing comparable to him. Nothing. If you cannot compare anyone or anything to God. This is the pure monotheism. This is what distinguishes Islam from every other ism, is the pure monotheism. So I hope I answered your question. So we say it's not a new religion started with Muhammad. It's just the finality. He was just the final messenger. completing it with the living miracle that we have today, which is the Quran. Because Jesus, at his time, to prove he was a messenger, he did certain miracles. But if you were to ask an atheist today, show me those miracles, you couldn't show them. But we believe in them. But today, anyone who takes a scientific, analytical approach, they will see from the preservation of the Quran to the prophecies, you know, to many of the scientific statements. There's, you know, the literary miracle of the Quran. You know, there's just too many things that it doesn't add up that this would come from just a human being. So it's not blind faith in Islam. You use the faculties that God Almighty gave you. You look into the Quran. You look into the life of Prophet Muhammad. And then, like myself and many, you're like, this is not possible. This can come from a human being. And then you submit.
Do you have a lot of Christians who convert or change? Do you have that a lot?
Because you can go and watch, you know, I got hundreds. I've been doing this since early 2000. We got hundreds and hundreds of programs with people. I have a good friend. He's from Romania. He's Gabriel Romani. He's somebody who was a Christian, and he accepted Islam. You have tons of stories of people, same thing, who are struggling with many of the concepts of God that are out there. And then they looked into all the different religions, like myself, and they saw that Islam just made the most sense. Like you're saying, the things that it fixed the problems, you know, of society. It gave solutions not only on how to go to from the smallest things, from how to go to the bathroom, to how to run your home and how to run a country. Everything is laid out. And it doesn't make sense that this human being could have came up with these things, you know?
Yeah, it's true. It's absolutely interesting. And that's where the base of my faith comes from, my respect for it all.
$50, $100, $200. Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. For the amount that you would spend on a t-shirt, a pair of pants, or some shoes, which will eventually wear out, but your investment in the Deen Center won't. A masjid and mega dawah center. They'll bless your wealth in this life and the hereafter and for future generations to come. We need your help to raise $395,000 by December 31st. And I know with your help and support, inshallah, we can do it. Click the link below. Donate right now. May God Almighty Allah reward all of you.
Cannot leave without giving you a gift. If you're not yet Muslim and you're tuning in to see what these Muslims are talking about and you like a free copy of the Quran, go ahead and visit thedeenshow.com. We'll take care of the postage and everything and get it delivered to you. And if you still have some questions about Islam, call us at 1-800-662-4752. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum. And if you like this episode of The Deen Show, like this video, share this video far and wide, and support us on our Patreon page so we can continue this work. Thank you for tuning in. Peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.